Ow, we get to go to a tiny little island this week.
With flowers and dead people.
Well, like one dead person.
No, there's two dead people.
Well, one's missing.
One is missing, so yeah.
But one confirmed dead person on the island, at least.
One confirmed dead person we have seen
with our eyeballs, yes.
And one who was supposed to be there who is not.
Yes. Hello, welcome to this week's episode. Jared and I will watch Inuyasha's episode 114. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Al and Lady M.
Hello.
We are discussing season 5, episode number 2, or episode 112, entitled Afloat on the Lake Surface, the Barrier of Hijiri Island.
Hey, did you know there's a barrier?
There is a barrier, yeah. We see this island at the beginning of this episode as a big old orb goes kabloom! And his dad's like, looking at it like, oh, that's bad. The dad's like, I gotta go to the island, see you later.
Bye, kid.
And then he doesn't show up for 2 weeks, and everyone's like, well, he's cursed and dead. Sucks to be you, kid. Inuyasha and the gang are still trying to figure out about Mount Hakurei and Naraku's puppet and all that sort of stuff. But the barrier at Mount Hakurei is very strong.
Flowers in the water.
Yes. It's very scary.
Very scary.
Dadless kid has just been trying to find a way to go to the island to get his dad back. And everyone's like, nah, let's not go there. That seems scary.
Yeah, that seems like a bad idea. He didn't come back for a reason.
Yeah. Inuyasha and the gang show up and are like, hey, we heard you talking about sacred ground. You want to fill us in about that? And then they explain, hey, kid's dad went to the island, hasn't come back yet. It's a sacred island. It seems kind of weird. Anyways,
there's a pickled man named Hakushin there.
Yeah.
And I guess he's technically a mummy, but still.
Yes, and then Inuyasha and the gang are like, all right, let's go to the island. Yay!
Yay!
They go to
and then they threaten men into giving them a
boat.
Yeah,
Inuyasha threatens some dudes to give him a boat, and then they go to row to the island, but then the boat breaks as soon as they mention, hey, watch out for rocks.
Yeah, Inuyasha just ran it straight into a rock, and he's like, well, all right. Should have told me before.
Yes, they get to the island. There's a barrier here. There are flowers. It smells just like Naraku's puppet. That's very suspicious. The kid's Shintaro is like, hey, these flowers weren't here before. That's really weird. Also, by the way, oh, God, I tripped over something. Oh, no, it's my dad's clothes and a skeleton.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Kagome senses some jewel shards coming out of the little temple area. I don't know what you call it,
It's like a temple hut thing.
Yeah. She's like, there's some jewel shards there. And then Bankoach is like, hey, what's up?
Hey.
And Kagome also says, hey, he's got jewel shards in his big old sword now. And he's like, yeah, I got it repaired after the last time. And then him and Inuyasha have a fight for a long time through this episode. And then we learned that Inuyasha cannot use the wind scar because the barrier is purifying the sword. So we can't do it.
Yep.
And that's why Shippo and Kira are also on the fritz this episode. There's like, ooh.
Shippo's face throughout this entire episode is just like a mood.
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant. Also, I like your Bankotsu impression.
Hey.
Hey.
Baroku figures out that someone's generating a barrier somewhere on the island, and he thinks it may be coming from the little tempo. Shintaro runs over there. He's like, help me, holy dude. Whatever your name is, I forget. Help us out. And then they run into the temple and like, oh, there's the staff that his dad. Yes, his dad's staff is like wedged into a box here. The body of the priest is gone. Mm-hmm. That's real weird. And then they all figure out, oh, Naraku must have came and did this. But why would Naraku want this holy body? Interesting.
Also, his dad kind of like got himself killed because
he was
beating up all the demons.
Yes, and then
he threw away his weapon.
He threw his staff at one demon at the box, and then the rest of the demons were like, all right, you have no weapon now. Easy pickings.
Om nom 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 nom
nom nom nom nom nom nom. So yeah, they figure all this out, and then they're like, well, if he's not here doing the barrier, we gotta find the barrier. So while Inuyasha and Bankotsu were fighting, and Inuyasha's getting the crap kicked out of him, Mm-hmm. Baroku's like, oh, hold him off a little bit longer. I'll figure something out. And then he takes some of his charms and wipes them on Shippo's face and just chucks them out there to see if he can find where the barrier is and reacts to it. And then he eventually finds it, and there's like a little rod doohickey in a bubble, and he tries to stab it, but he's not powerful enough to do it, so Shintaro gets his dad's staff, and he's like, well, let's do it together. And then Moroku's like, all right, hang on, let me sit here and think for like 30 seconds. Is this a good idea or not? I guess it is. So yeah, they both...
Inuyasha is just like, oh!
Please!
Help!
They both stab it, and they break the barrier, and all the flowers go away. The Tetsuya gets the wind scar back. Everyone's like, yay, we did it. But also Bankuchi is like, well, I'm also more powerful now. Let's fight it, Yasha. And Kagome's like, why is Hakushin giving his power to Naraku? Real weird anyways. That's our episode. A lot of build up to what was happening on this island, and a little bit of information of like, why is Naraku trying to find some holy people? Maybe that's how he's able to stay on Mount Hakurei. Interesting. And how there's demons there. Interesting. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Next week, we will have more fighting between Inuyasha and Bankotsu, and then Hakushin's gonna show up as a mummy and be like,
I'm dead.
Yeah, and we'll be like, why is he helping Bankotsu? Real weird. We'll find all that out and more next time on episode 113, entitled "The Sacred Vajra and the Mystery of the Living Buddha." So we'll learn about all that. But for now, if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sac.cool, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at seasonalanimecheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. You can also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/sacova. Where you can support our other podcasts, and you can also, by proxy, help support this podcast as well.
Yay!
So next time, we'll see a scary dead guy.
Great.